Hello everybody.
Hi everyone.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Bolu.
And together we are
Still Sisters.
I'm beginning to feel awkward. And I know like we've not put a lot of things out there, but we've recorded a lot of things.
And some people have deleted it. she has deleted most of.
Why you gotta say that though?
Yeah.
Okay, I promise. You know, the goal is to...
Hopefully, this one makes it out there.
It will. Tomorrow.
Okay.
We are posting this.
Okay. So, what are we talking about
today's
today?
Date is what? 29?
29th
of June, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that today's date?
Yes.
Today is 29. So tomorrow the 30th of June.
See, July.
We are posting this.
Oh yeah, let's just
not
focus.
July, June.
Alright.
Okay.
Let's focus. I don't believe that, but okay. Because we've recorded things like the beginning of June.
Hey, whoa.
But it's alright. We are here now. So welcome again. Today we are going to be talking about
failures
part one.
Yeah, because I believe that failure is an unending topic, because throughout our lives we fail at so many things. Me, as a little small girl that I have failed in numerous ways. I have failed to myself in my relationship with God in the past. I have failed in my businesses. I have failed in family. I have failed in love. I have failed in relationship with some brothers. So like I feel
with some brothers.
So I feel like failure is like a constant thing. Nobody prays to fail.
And, but it happens.
Yeah, and I feel like why people get hurt a lot. Like why people get hurt and stay hurt is because they've prayed not to fail
and then they failed.
I remember so many years ago, I think in 2013, when I was still in the university, and I was going to write an exam. And that was actually when I started consciously building my prayer life. So I wanted to start. So our house was very far from school. So I was in a hotel. And I remember that morning, I was like, okay, let me pray. Everything will be fine. You know, mm-hmm. I had an exam. You know, our school was a virtual school.
Mm.
So they didn't have their own building or their own estate
to go
or
to
whatever.
The center.
You have to go to different, they had different centers.
Yeah.
And one of the centers was in Unilag.
Yeah.
Right? And that's where I've been writing my exam for the past 1 week.
Yeah.
So I remember I just prayed. I was trying to be conscious to pray. So I knelt down, put my elbows on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started praying. And I remember the prayers so vividly now. I was saying, nothing is going to go wrong today.
Mm.
Everything is going to be fine.
Yeah.
Everything is going to be smooth. Everything is going to be... I don't have any problems with the exam coordinators. I don't have any problems staying in line. I remember that prayer because I was so specific,
mm-hmm.
right? So she's telling me about time.
Yes, because we literally have like 10 minutes. We've
well,
given ourselves.
Oh, okay, yeah, 10 minutes.
So we
right.
don't talk much.
Okay, so, right. Oh my God, we already have 4 minutes.
Oh yeah, we talk too much. Move on.
So, like, I remember that day. I prayed all those prayers. Like, the general prayer actually is everything should be smooth.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Unilag that day, only for me not to see any student. And my paper is supposed to start in like 15 minutes. So I asked around, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. They said, this is not my center for this course. I said, how? It's written here. I was showing papers. I was showing my phone. I was showing the website. They said, mm-hmm. the place is in Ikeja. God. okay, fine. I couldn't think, so I just, you know, found my way to Ikeja, wrote my exam. It was so stressful getting to Ikeja. Why am I just coming? Blah, blah, blah. I almost didn't enter. But at the end of the day, I wrote my exam. And that time, that day, I remember feeling like, I prayed to God.
Why did this happen?
Why on earth did this happen to me? I prayed to him that everything should be smooth. So maybe in part two, I will continue. Let me let Bolu talk a bit.
I understand that part, that when we pray to God and we feel like, oh, we've put all our trust, because we grew up in Sunday school, like, God hears all your prayers. Once you say your prayer, it is done.
See how we are laughing. No, like, it's just the ignorance and being naive and not... Like, no,
once you say this, it is done. And that's what a lot of Christians, it now made all of us lazy.
Yeah.
So we just started like, oh, I want a car. Why is car not coming?
I
want money. Why is money not coming? You know, so
I prayed.
I
fasted.
That man you told me that you saw a man preaching on the road.
Okay. Oh my God. His shirt was so brown. And you know those chopped up shirt. And he actually had a pulpit. A brown board. Like box kind of. Made in a pulpit form. And he was screaming. And preaching. You know, I was in the car that day. And, you know, wanted to get something. And so I was just sitting in the car. I was just hearing him scream, God, I've told you, God, that this year I get my car. I've been doing my work. I get my car. I've been preaching. I've been preaching to people. So I get my car this year. Where is my car, Lord? Where is my car? This is, oh my God. Wow.
Oh my God!
The ignorance.
I would have been ashamed, like, to be part of that man's religion. He's not even a Christian at all. That's not what
Christianity is about.
Yeah, I think we'll do another topic called Christianity. But like what I was saying, we just feel lazy, and then when we fail, the failure comes as a shock to us.
Oh my God!
And I think like. That was
that was one of the in 2016 when we both failed at something,
which
we'll talk about later.
Something
our
major.
Life was literally like on hold for 2 years.
2 years
we were floating
because we were failed. Like, how can this happen to us?
We prayed, we fasted, we got all the information, research, everything.
We motivated.
In all our work that we've been preparing for months and months and months, in 2 minutes, our dreams crumbled before our eyes.
Crumbled.
And then we just lost it. We were just numb.
Numb for 2 years. Numb. So I think like failure is just like it comes as a shock. Like what happened to
us. But it is part of life, you know.
It's part of life. I think that's the hardest lesson that everybody has to learn. Like, it's part of life. But...
Inside joke. Oh, yeah.
But, like, there's Prince Donnell that we follow on Instagram.
Yeah.
I saw one of his posts. Like, he said that you don't have to fail. Like, a lot of people feel like you have to fail forward. Fine, failing forward is good. But how about you don't fail at all? And I've been trying to, like, he said, like, he watches other people. Like, other people have done it and they failed. So why do you have to fail in this exact thing? So the first thing is to accept that, yes, failure is a thing. And there is failure there. And I think the other thing is, like, not to actually make those mistakes.
Okay, guys. This is where we'll stop now.
Webinar.
Yes. We'll talk about it again in part two. You get... So we're going to do part two. And we are posting this tomorrow. So thank you. I'm Samantha.
And I'm Esther.
And together
Bolu.
We are...
Yeah, I'm Bolu. My other name is Esther.
We are soul sisters, guys. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Hi, guys.
Hello, everyone.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Bolu.
And together we are what?
Soul sisters.
Welcome to our page Soul Sisters Jive, where we talk about everything and anything.
Yes. Yeah. So we are here to talk about the part two of the series we are doing on failure. So the last time we spoke about failing and how failing comes as a shock to people. So here, I didn't share my story the other time. Like, I remember, I think the recent thing I can remember right now is 2020. Like, a lot of things have happened in 2020, but there's this particular thing that I've been failing at. I've been learning a particular skill for years now, but I just keep failing at it. It was now time for me to, like, showcase my skills at a point, and then I failed point blank, like, flat on my face, you know. It kept me down for, like, a while. Is it still keeping me down? But you know, I feel like when it really kept me down, I knew I was down, but I had to, like, get myself back up and, you know, focus on my relationship with God again and know that. I think that was when it hit me that failure is actually a part of life, and, like, you have to fail forward. There is no successful person that had this smooth journey. So
yeah, there is no successful person that had. And that is one of the reasons after I got myself back up after failing plenty times. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even in business currently, you learn from your failures. Yeah. And it helps you. What happens is that most of the time we don't want to learn from the failure. We just want to be like, oh, I failed and that's the end. And then we give up, right? So, like, like,
I think it's to keep going and picking yourself back.
Yeah.
Up. It's not the number of times you fail, it's the number of times you get back.
You keep getting back up, because I think, like, even with my experience, sometimes I wish I can grab teenagers and people in their early 20s and just grab them. This life is more than this. It's more than music.
I was literally telling somebody yesterday that I'm like, I feel like just screaming.
It's more than music.
Teenagers, like,
it's more than sex. It's more boys, than girls, money. It's more.
I feel like old saying that. This. I feel so old saying this, but it's actually more. It's true. It's true. And I think, like, that's where I know that where it came to my mind and it came to play that what resilience actually meant.
Yeah.
It means, like, to keep getting yourself back up no matter what. Just keep going. Just keep going. I remember sending a message to someone, like, what's the meaning of resilience again? Tell me to my ears again. Let me know so that I'll be able to stand up and get over this thing that is doing me. So, and the person sent, like, oh, just keep going. You have zero naira in your account. Just keep going. You fell down. You fail. Just keep going. Just keep doing it. No matter how you're feeling. No matter what is going on in your mind at that time. So you don't give up. You just keep doing it and standing. If this failed, do it again. Do it better. Do it. Like, and I think since then, I've just, no matter how I'm feeling, no matter the, what I failed at, even if it wasn't perfect, I'll just make sure, like, I do it better the next time. And that's, yeah, just keep
to be better. We should always aim for better.
Yeah,
always aim to be excellent.
Yes.
Why we cannot be perfect? I write this most times. I just write it, like, why we cannot be perfect human beings, or we cannot just be perfect in everything or anything. Yeah. We should chase excellence.
Yeah,
we should try to be excellent in what we do. That's what I love our pastor Paul.
Woo-hoo.
The level of excellence in everything he does is just, it's just inspiring.
Yeah,
you don't want to do less than that.
Yeah, but sometimes though you feel incompetent and you feel like
that's because probably someone has said something to you.
Or maybe you are looking at, okay, someone like Pastor Paul now, or looking at the level of his excellence, then you are thinking of the steps that he took to get that excellence. You know that it wasn't built in a day.
Yeah.
But E is already there. And if you don't have like the mindset to break it down to what E does daily, even he is struggling.
Yeah.
There are times that I'll be struggling because one of his messages recently, he said like, you would know that in ministry that no matter how you are feeling, you have to pick up your call and make some calls. You have to help people. There are things you have to do no matter how you are feeling. Mm. So you know that day to day go through that
struggle.
I'm sure they've
even
failed.
With new levels.
Yeah,
you know,
like
struggles.
He says, new level, new devil.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like if you don't have that mindset to like break it down, these are the steps. You just keep putting yourself in a position where you are comparing, being excellent, and then you keep being depressed.
Yeah.
You know, you're not helping yourself.
Yeah, that's like so important, really.
Yeah.
That's so important, like. I mean, the part where you said to break it down.
Yeah.
To break everything down. Yeah. You know, maybe not everything, but don't be like, oh, I want to be like this person.
You can't jump. I saw one of your posts on entrepreneurs, and you're like, where the person was climbing the stairs, and the person was down, was on the last stairs, and wanted to like jump to the highest one without taking all the other steps.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know, they need to be self-aware of themselves.
Yes.
They need to work on their own mental health before they are saying that. Because people say a lot of things. I'm in business where people say a lot of things to me. People say some mean things to me, right? And because I have done that work on myself, they don't get to me as much as they would if I didn't work on myself, if I didn't work on my mental health, if I didn't know who I was in Christ Jesus, if I didn't know what I am capable of, if I didn't know my worth, it would have gotten to me. In fact, even right now, if you notice, I've been a bit distracted. I just received a message right now. This is not from business. This is like a personal thing. Right? And I'm just thinking like, how am I going to reply this person in love?
Now inside this conversation.
I'm thinking, how will I reply this person in love? Or do I just block him? You know, because he's so rude and in some things he's saying, right? Do I just block
tell
him?
Tell us, let us cancel the person.
I'm not doing that.
A lot of people. You do anything, we block you.
Just say a lot of things. So if you're doing business relationships, especially relationships, like falling in love with someone, right? We don't do the work. We don't work on our own singleness before we enter into a relationship.
True.
If you cannot be a lone single and be happy, you have no business being with someone.
Somebody.
Because whatever is not making you happy, you're going to go and dump it on that person.
Yeah,
and that is why a lot of relationship fails.
Yeah.
And that is why even me, I failed in a lot of relationships. I remember there was a relationship, I dumped a lot of things on
it. The person.
Yeah, because I wasn't over the last one.
Yeah.
I wasn't okay. Yeah. And then I was in that relationship causing a lot of unnecessary drama.
And you had like, you have trust issues.
It's all about
you trust yourself.
Yeah. You didn't trust yourself. You don't trust the person because you've not worked on your singleness. That's why failure is so rampant. And that's why Prince Donnell said what he said. Why do you have to fail? You saw this person fail. You saw that person fail. Learn from their mistakes so that you don't have to fail again. Learn from your own mistakes.
Yeah.
If you're still failing and failing, there is a problem.
Yeah. Maybe you need to go to the Indah bush.
Okay, we are done. Maybe there will be a part 3 or maybe not. But till next time, I'm Samantha.
And I'm Bolu.
And together we are...
Soul Sisters. We are together. Say
Soul Sisters.
She doesn't want to say Soul Sisters, but we are keeping it.
Bye-bye.
Soul Sisters.